it feels like a long time ago. The last time that I saw you was during the CC Amazing Kelowna, and we had like the luxury of being on that Yeehaw Yacht Club.
Oh, so fun.
It was such a good time. I got a sunburn and I wasn't even mad about
it. Me too.
Because it was like September. I'm like, who's going to get a sunburn in September? Us. And I didn't feel bad about it at all.
It was almost a little treat.
I know. It was so good. And so now we're chatting in 2026, literally a new year, and it's starting out to be really exciting for you. So how are things with you so far?
Things are great. Yeah, it's been really exciting. I released a new song, Thought About You, so that's been awesome, and been doing a lot of writing and just working on a bunch more new music, and then we got this, my first headline tour is happening. So pretty exciting times.
I know. We have literally so much to talk about in this interview, but I want to touch on your career. Like, so far you have had CCMA award nominations. You have won multiple CMA Ontario awards. And then globally, you've had like 33 million streams. I mean, when you first started out in the industry, did you ever think that this would be happening to you?
Honestly, no. Like, I always hoped it could happen. And it's obviously just like, I'm trying to get better and better as we go along. But it's just, yeah, I'm so thankful that people are listening to the music and coming to shows. And yeah, it's been a wild ride for sure.
Oh, of course. And then besides the new song that you just released, we're going to talk about it in a sec. The other recent song that you have to radio right now is with Tenille Towns, Backfire. And that song has done wonders in Canadian radio. How was it recording with her?
Oh, as we all know, she is an absolute pro and also the nicest person ever. So it was pretty cool. We wrote the song not necessarily knowing for sure that it made sense that it was going to be a duet. And once we were like, okay, this is definitely a duet, we immediately thought of Tenille. So I spent like some time crafting a little message to try to send to her. And she was down to do it. So I was just over the moon that she was down to do it. And I think it turned out really cool.
So
it was awesome.
Awesome. And then of course the brand new song, Thought About You. Can you tell us what it is about?
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm no stranger to heartbreak at all in my life. So that's just, it's a breakup song, but it's just about that, you know, period in time where you're kind of starting to get over that person, whoever that might be, and you're out with your friends or you're doing something and something reminds you of that ex or that person. And it can definitely send you into a spiral, as I know from experience. So it's just kind of that thought process. But yeah, I don't know. I think it was the perfect song for winter. And I'm excited to start playing it live. We haven't played it live in our show until this tour. So,
that's exciting. Jeez. And yeah, I mean, you've played on a yacht. You have played at the Calgary Stampede, Country Thunder. And now this is like huge news. You're going on your first ever headlining tour, and you're going to be in Edmonton on March 27th and then in Calgary on the 28th. So how does it feel to be doing your own tour?
Oh, I can't even wait. Like, we've already started building the show. So it's a really exciting time. The Country Rising National Tour, and it's presented by Cottage Springs, and I love a little seltzer. I will have to be drinking many of those, and I just can't wait to get especially out there and see everyone in Alberta.
Yeah, and so if someone has never seen you perform live before, what are they about to witness?
Well, they're going to hear new songs for sure, and I mean, they're going to hear probably all my songs because we have to play a nice long set, which will be fun. But I think it'll just be a lighthearted, energetic night. I encourage everyone to come out. They can go to nateholler.com to get tickets. But I just hope to see everyone out there.
Hey, that was my next question. So now I have a different one for you. Is there like a favorite cover song that you like to perform on stage?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, people should go to my Instagram, I'm the Holler, and send me some thoughts on what I should cover in this new show. In the past, I've done like, I don't know why, but I've done like female power ballads.
Ooh,
so I've done I've done like a Kelly Clarkson song. I did a Miley Cyrus song as well.
No way.
So I think we're going to change it up for this tour for sure. But sometimes it's fun to like go out of the country genre for a little cover. I think we'll be doing this. We started doing it a little bit last year, but we do a Blink-182 cover, but with banjos and stuff.
No way. That's so cool.
Yeah. They'll see that for sure on the road.
Awesome. No, I'm already thinking of some recommendations that I'll drop in your Instagram. But just
Please, to be safe,
can you give us that website again for the tickets?
Yeah, it's nateholler.com. Or if it's easier for people, everything's on my Instagram, which is I'm the Holler.